to effect. Itay Pisak heads the Israel's hostage recovery team.
I'm happy to report that they are in stable condition that allows us and them to focus on what is the most important thing for now, is reuniting with their families.
BBC's John Donison reports from Jerusalem that Israel is now releasing Palestinian prisoners.
The families of Palestinian prisoners waited anxiously in the cold for hours to see their loved ones amid an atmosphere of excitement and nervous anticipation. 90 Palestinian prisoners have been released, the vast majority women, as well as a number of children. Over the next 6 weeks, there will be more anxious days like this.
In the nation's capital, a celebration of President-elect Trump's inauguration coming tomorrow, after which he's expected to sign 200 executive orders.
Somebody said yesterday, sir, don't sign so many in one day. Let's do it over a period of weeks. I said, like hell, we're going to do it over weeks. We're going to sign them at the beginning.
Half a dozen members of Congress have toured an estimated $250 million worth of damage left by the Los Angeles wildfires. Among them, California Democrat Brad Sherman, who called for federal assistance.
This is not a time to talk about your favorite hot button issue, whether that be water management, forest management, even global warming.
Strong winds are returning, which may hamper the work of fire crews still battling those blazes. With a polar vortex plunging much of the nation into a deep freeze, a blanket of white covers much of the eastern U.S. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Widespread snow accumulations are upwards of 5 to 8 inches, with like major cities like Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York City, and even up into Boston.
President Biden has issued more pardons. One went to Virginia House Speaker Don Scott, convicted on a nonviolent federal drug charge over 30 years ago. He's grateful.
I'm very surprised. I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed. Thank you, Joe Biden.
A secret tunnel discovered last week on the U.S.-Mexico border will be sealed by Mexican authorities. Elsewhere, the U.S. auto industry ended solid with nearly 16 million vehicles sold last year, and that's up 2%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
A federal regulator has fined one of the big three credit bureaus $15 million for failing to conduct adequate investigations of disputed information.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Equifax, quote, ignored consumer documents and evidence submitted with disputes and allowed previously deleted inaccuracies to be reinserted into credit reports. The CFPB also said Equifax provided, quote, confusing and conflicting letters to consumers about the results of its investigations and used flawed software code, which led to inaccurate consumer credit scores. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The average price of a dozen grade A large eggs was $4.15 during December, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's an increase from $2.51 the previous December. The Bureau says the increase is being pushed by bird flu outbreaks and state laws about cage-free bird eggs. Egg prices could rise another 20% this year. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cold weather advisory in effect tonight into Tuesday. Mostly clear tonight, a low near -4. Wind chills as cold as 20 below. On Martin Luther King Day, mostly sunny and frigid. High near 5 above. Wind chill values, though, between 15 below and 25 below. Right now, it's 1 above 0.
Yes, it is. Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. meaning if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Down in three-part harmony. ocean love song.
Local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a
just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
gotta go home.
I got worries, oh, I
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Donald J. Trump.
At a boisterous pre-inaugural rally in the nation's capital, the president-elect promised a lot of action right away.
I will act with historic speed.